So next week we have the most overlooked fast day of the year, which is Tanis B'chorim. The standard explanation for why we have such a fast day is because the B'chorim were saved from Makas B'choros in Mitzrayim. In commemoration of that, they fast. Many have a hard time understanding why should that cause someone to fast. Maybe Lehefech, we should the B'chorim should celebrate. They were saved. Usually when we're saved, we celebrate. I even saw in the name of one particular gadol, he suggested that maybe it's all a mistake, and it shouldn't say misanin, fasting, it should say misangin, that they have oneg, they have a celebration. But the truth is, if you look in the source, which is in Maseches Sofrim, it's impossible to say that. There's a whole discussion. Are you allowed to fast in Chodesh Nisan? You're not allowed to fast, except for certain things, like Bechorim. So you can't say, it meant to say misangin, that just doesn't work. So, but in fact, there is such a fast day. I saw in the Halicha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman suggested maybe the following explanation, that in return for being saved, so as a result of being saved, the original plan was that the Bechorim, or at least some of them, should become Kadosh. That instead of being killed, they're going to be taken in into a higher level of Kedusha, and they're going to perform Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And when is there a greater time of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash than Erev Pesach, with all the Shechitas Karim Pesach? And this is a time which really emphasizes the fact that they did not live up to that possibility because of the Chet HaEgel. So it's a time of Cheshbon HaNefesh, to understand the significance of Chet, and a time of Tshuva and Cheshbon HaNefesh. But be that as it may, the halacha is in Siman Tov Ayin Shulchan Aruch that HaBechoros Mis'anin B'Erev Pesach, that the Bechorim fast on Erev Pesach. Who is included in this category? How closely does it match the people who were killed in Mitzrayim for Makas Bechoros? So it certainly doesn't totally match. We know that the Medrash says that even the Gadol Abayis, even if it was a household with no Bechor, so even the Gadol Abayis would be killed in Makas Bechoros. That for sure. The Gadol Abayis is definitely not obligated to fast on this fast day. What about other people? So it's clear from the Medrash that women also were killed in Makas Bechoros. So the Shulchan Aruch actually, the Mechaber quotes that Yesh that a firstborn woman would also have to fast. And the Mechaber does not even quote a dissenting opinion. So he seems to assume that would be the case. The Ramah says, Eina minig kein. And of course, we know that the minig is not like that. So women don't fast. La halacha, we assume that anybody who has a status of a bechor for some inyan halacha, whether it's bechor legabi pidyon ben, so the firstborn of the mother, or bechor lenachala, so firstborn of the father, is included in the fast of Tanis Bechorim. Even if a person is born after his mother had a miscarriage, so still would be obligated in Tanis Bechorim. What if it's the firstborn, but he's not a bechor lenachala or bechor lepidyon ben? So for example, someone born through a cesarean section. So the Chok Yaakov has a suffix about this, and it remains a little bit of a suffix. Kav HaChaim writes that he's potter from fasting due to the suffix. I saw in the name of Shlomo Zalman that he would be chayiv to fast. So in any event, that's a little bit of a gray area. Certainly children of Kohanim and Levim, definitely, if they're any sort of bechor, are chayiv to fast. So the common practice, Bismanenu, is that very few people actually fast on Tanis Bechorim. People go to a siyum, and they partake in the Suda's mitzvah, and they get out of fasting. Interestingly enough, this is a fairly modern phenomenon. In fact, the Magen Avraham writes that even if you have a Suda's mitzvah, you stop to fast. You can't partake in the Suda's. He says if you have a Suda's bris milah, only the Balei Bris, the father, the Sanduk, the Mol, only they are allowed to eat, and then they have to make up the fast a different time. So he was not at all in favor. And there were other posts also not in favor of this heter of partaking in a Suda's mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes two deus, but obviously the minhag ha'olam is the hakel, and many posts can point that since the whole source of the fast in general is the requirement is based on minhag, so definitely minhag can establish the parameters of the fast. What counts as a siyum legabe this? So certainly a masechta of Gemara, that certainly counts. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe Alf Kuf Nun Zayin that if people learn a Sefer of Tanakh bi'iyun, so over a course of a significant period of time, that can count. Various posts can write that a Seder of Mishnayis can count. I saw in Piskei Tshuva's quotes an opinion that even claims that if a person learned one Masechta of Mishnayis bi'iyun with the Batanur and Tosaf Yontif, maybe even that can count. Okay, that's, I haven't seen people do that so much, but all those would be siyumim. What does it mean to partake of a siyum? So here also a range of opinions. I saw some, like in Abba Shul and Orla Tzion, applies the din of Seuda from from Kviya Seuda and Kiddush. He says you have to have a mizonos, a kazayis of mizonos, or a vias of wine. So that's what and there are some others who agree with that as well. Many say, not like that. So it's okay if you just have something. It's a din in achilo. But once you have a real achilo, which would break fast as part of it, so this mitzvah, so then you're already potter. And I saw in Halicha Shlomo, quotes from Shlomo Zalman, that interesting Kiddush, that even if you don't have anything at the Suda's Mitzvah, but you're there when they make the Siyam, so since you were already there at the time of the Simcha, so then he claims that you don't have to fast, even if you didn't actually eat anything there. However, he says it's not good enough if you're there at the time of the eating, but you're not there at the time of the Siyam. The time of the Simcha is the time of the Siyam. I think maybe for some people the time of the Simcha is the time of the eating. But he writes, the time of the Simcha is the time when they actually make the Siyam. So you have to be there at that time. And finally, Piskei Tshuva writes that even if you're making a siyum, so even if there's you don't have to have a minion, even if you're just even by yourself, he thinks that would be enough of a simcha as well to break the fast. Have a wonderful day. Please help stack the